On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to head across the Pacific and get the latest American news with Radio KJR's Dick Fain.
Dick Fain, Super Bowl 51 was pretty special, mate. In fact, it was arguably the best ever. Good morning.
It was really the story of two games, guys. It was so boring for the first three quarters. I was slumped in my chair considering, well, should I be doing something else? But as you know, nothing else happens in America while the Super Bowl is going on. So there's really nothing else to do while the Super Bowl is going on. So you kind of have to watch it. And boy, the people that stuck it out and watched all four quarters were treated to, without question, the best finish to a Super Bowl of all time. I mean, I don't think there's even a close second at this point.
Okay, the best finish to a Super Bowl, but not the best Super Bowl of all time.
Well, because it was so uncompetitive for almost three and a half quarters that, you know, there's been other games that have been back and forth and back and forth where you just, you feel like one team's going to win, then you feel like the other team's going to win. I kind of prefer those type of games.
Yeah.
But as far as for drama at the end and comebacks and watching a team just absolutely implode like the Atlanta Falcons, which is something we talked about last week, guys. We talked about the pedigree of the New England Patriots, the team that has been there, the coach and the quarterback that has been there against a rookie Atlanta Falcons team. And boy, oh boy, did that show down the stretch on both sides.
Tom Brady, mate, how good?
The best ever. And that's something that I was hesitantly saying last week. I'm not a big Tom Brady fan as far as just who he is. I think he's smug. I don't think he's very sincere. But he's the best ever now. He's got five Super Bowl rings. He's done an absolutely spectacular job in many Super Bowls bringing him back. In fact, all five of his rings, he came from behind, including beating my Seahawks a couple of years ago. But this one was the cherry on top, guys. This was the best of them all.
There's not a touch of jealousy there, is there, Dick, regarding Tom Brady?
I think everybody's jealous of Tom Brady that doesn't have Tom Brady. I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, I just there's other guys in the NFL that I've just kind of liked their demeanor more.
Sure.
I like Russell Wilson's demeanor better. I like Peyton Manning's demeanor better. I like Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers can be a little bit cocky. I like Aaron Rodgers' demeanor better. There just seems to be something that's not all that genuine about Tom Brady. But, hey, Patriot fans love him. But there is a reason that the rest of the country doesn't like Tom Brady. It's hard to kind of put a finger on it. But I think there were far more people disappointed the Patriots won than there were excited that the Patriots won. I was kind of torn because, you know, obviously I don't like the Patriots, but I tipped them to win, and I want to make sure I give you guys the right tips on the air. So.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. What was the play for you? What changed it? And we're looking at, Edelman's catch?
Yeah, I think actually the Edelman's catch was fantastic. But I think the play of the game that got me out of my slump in my chair to where I felt like, oh my God, the Patriots could actually do this, it was the strip sack of Matt Ryan. When Matt Ryan was going back to pass and they continued to throw the ball, I was talking off the air just about how ridiculous it was that Atlanta wouldn't just run the ball and use the clock to their advantage. They just kept throwing and throwing and throwing and taking high-risk plays, and the Patriots took advantage. That strip sack that gave Tom Brady the ball back with plenty of time left down two scores, I think that really clicked in my mind that, oh, wow, the Patriots might be able to do this.
Tom Brady's jersey's gone missing. Someone appears to have stolen it outside of his out of his bag. Have you got it? Be worth a fortune.
Yeah, I don't have it. And the question is, would it be worth a fortune? Because it's contraband at this point. I mean, who's going to buy this thing? Everybody knows it's stolen goods. So everybody knows that if you buy it, one, you can't ever display it anywhere because you've got stolen goods. And two, the feds are going to confiscate it from you if they ever find out that you have it. So it's kind of a waste of money putting $500,000 jersey. So I'm wondering if anybody's ever going to find it or if somebody's just going to keep it hidden in their basement for the rest of their lives.
Good on you, Dick. It was fantastic. It really was. That last quarter was outstanding.
Absolutely great, guys. It was a fantastic NFL season. We'll talk to you. Actually, I'll be on holiday next week, so I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, mate. Have a great break.